Isn't it odd that almost all the foods we eat are marked with a kosher seal? The K stands for kosher, and the U inside a circle stands for the Union of Orthodox Congregations, both indicating that the foods we eat comply with Jewish dietary laws. With a rabbi present during food production, a kosher-approved seal is then stamped on the foods we buy. Do you like ketchup on your fries and cheese on your burger? A kosher bottle of ketchup and a package of Cabot cheese are ready for use. How about a peanut butter and jelly sandwich? Both the butter and the jelly are marked kosher. Now, what's even stranger about the kosher seal is that it only concerns 1.8% of the U.S. population, American Jewry. That means 98.2% of Americans who couldn't care less about keeping kosher are forced to swallow the kosher scam. All are held captive by this temple tax, inflating the price of foods where a forced communion is shoved down our throats, aligning us with, in our very stomachs, a rabbinic-approved Judaic world system. Better get in step with the Judaic world order, says Shimon Peres, or nations will be crushed like fleas.
There are significant political changes on the map from day to day. First it was Tunisia, then Egypt, Libya, now Syria. What do all those changes mean for the Middle East? And all that's happening, is it positive for Israel?
Yes. I mean, there may be a transitional period that will create some difficulties, but in the long run, yes, look. It's not that those countries are changing. All countries are changing because the world has changed. And nobody has a choice either to go with the modern age or to lag behind and really become poor and irrelevant. What's happening is, you know, governments are no longer controlling their own economy. Instead of a national economy, you have a global economy. Now, if you want to enter, you have to follow the new rules of economy.
Exactly. Peres declares national governments and economies as dead and irrelevant, to be dissolved into the whole, stating that a scientist-based globalism is needed, darkly hinting at Jewry's self-messianic plans for world domination, where the peace it purports to confer, as the French historian Hervé Risson puts it, means the end of all resistance to their tyranny. And all the symbols of this tyranny are in place, inscribing their missive into our very stomachs. A strong relation between symbol and stomach is at work here, in which a kind of communion is partaken of by disinterested participants. How ironic! For the whole idea of kosher as presented in the Talmud is to separate Jews from Gentiles, which Jewry calls disparagingly the goyim. Yet by forcing the goyim to eat kosher foods while at the same time looking upon them as inferiors, Jewry Judaizes the Gentiles while keeping them at arm's length. The revelation of St. John warns that the ability to buy food is linked to the world religion of empire. For sure, the future events predicted in the revelation are prefigured by the happenings of the author's own day. Nero, who typified the coming Antichrist, styled himself as son of Isis, whose cult symbol was the Greek letters Chi 600, Chi 60, and the obsolete stigma 6, totaling 666. The final universal Antichrist will also bear in his actions the number 666, which harks back to King Solomon receiving 666 talents of gold from the nations as tribute, an auguring of today's Judaic globalist system, of which 666 is the measure for Jewry's financial world order, symbolizing the goyim's subjugation. And imaging this subjection is the kosher seal engraved on our foods. My friends, it's not for nothing that Orthodox Christians make the sign of the cross over the foods they eat. The devil flees before the sign of the cross through which our Orthodox Christian communion is with heavenly things, not with things of the earth. The earth and its evil will pass away, but we're still here. We're not in heaven yet. And traps are set everywhere, especially in supermarkets, where the mark of the beast will be stamped on the foods we eat. The kosher seal is its precursor, binding the unaware to an antichrist globalist system, swallowing up the masses into a one-world Jewish government, where the official religion of the empire will be Judaism. The kosher symbols are in place, and the only people allowed to buy and sell will be Jews and Noahides, who have denied the Lord Jesus Christ. Go ahead, eat foods marked with the kosher seal. It can't be avoided. But you better make the sign of the cross before you do.